Our New Testament reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew and chapter 6. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither soil nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to the span of your life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field. How they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, Mark. Great to have
morning.
You. Morning. Morning. And particularly great to have you on our 150th as well. Always good, right? So,
yes.
Mark, I'm gonna leave us all in your capable hands, and I'm looking forward to hear what God's been saying to you through this passage that you've got for us.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Now let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And as we listen and reflect, may we hear what you want us to hear this morning. Amen. Well, who is it that knows what we need? I was looking online the other day, as one does. I was looking for some outdoor clothing, some walking shoes. And on that occasion, I didn't actually make a purchase. But surprise, surprise, over the next few days, when I opened up my internet browser or went into my emails, up popped a succession of adverts for, guess what, outdoor wear, boots, cagoules, rucksacks, walking poles, you name it. I suppose it shouldn't surprise me anymore, but still a bit scary. Google and Microsoft and so on certainly have the tools and the algorithms to find out what they reckon I might want to purchase, to try and tempt me into buying the things I didn't know I didn't need, to feed what they hope is my striving for more and more worldly goods. By contrast, Jesus tells us it's God who knows what we need and offers us a different way of living. As always in Scripture, we need to look at the context. It would be easy to see today's passage as just saying, oh, don't worry, just sit back and God's going to drop everything in your lap. But just before this passage, which is part of the great teaching of Jesus known as the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells us, don't store up for yourselves treasure on earth, but treasure in heaven. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And no one can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and wealth. So in today's passage, Jesus is actually continuing the same theme. In other words, it's still all about serving God rather than obsessing about material things. Jesus says, therefore, bearing in mind what's gone before, do not worry, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? For it's the Gentiles who strive after all these things. Indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Our Heavenly Father knows what we actually need, but our primary focus shouldn't be about storing up treasure on earth. Rather, we should strive for the kingdom of God and to be right with God. What does that mean? Well, God's kingdom can be described as a state on earth in which God's will is done as perfectly as it is in heaven. So Jesus is saying, try to obey God's will. So many people use their efforts to heap up things which by their very nature cannot last, that you can't take with you. Instead, work for the things that last forever, things you need not leave behind, but which will last. If we strive to follow God's will, follow Jesus and his teachings, to love ourselves, to love our neighbour, to love God, then our attitude to life can be transformed. How? Well, through our fellowship and friendship, as witnessed by 150 online services, which, judging by the comments, have fulfilled all that. By living our lives differently, by offering hospitality, shelter and warmth to our neighbours, to love our neighbours whether near or far away, by striving for those gifts which Andrew mentioned last week, love, joy, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. By working and campaigning for a better division of the world's resources. Of course, as a church and as individuals, we all do lots of this already, but there's always more to offer. And what about that instruction from Jesus not to worry? Like Andrew said, this is one of my favourite passages as well. And the thing about not worrying, that's got me through some difficult times in the past. But of course, it's easy for me or any of us to say, oh, don't worry, from a position of being able to live comfortably. Don't worry about your life, what you'll eat or drink. Worrying won't add a single hour to your life. Why do you worry about clothing? Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring enough worries of its own. And saying don't worry can sound rather trite or patronising to someone who's living in poverty or worried about where the next meal's coming from. And whilst the passage doesn't offer any direct answer to this, what we could say is that God has established the earth with enough food and resources to go round, provided that we don't, through our actions, degrade the planet through deforestation or climate change, for example. We don't oppress our brothers and sisters through war or persecution. We don't take more than our fair share of the world's resources. The transformation we've talked about won't happen all the time or all at once because we're not perfect. This fallen world isn't perfect. But all we can try to do is not worry too much about today's troubles, whether in our everyday life or in the world, and instead focus on advancing God's kingdom, starting here in Hamel, doing our best one day at a time, and to trust in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.